And it's time for Children's Moments. Once again, on this beautiful, sunny Sunday morning. And we have our own Katie and her mother playing piano for you right now.
What's that? Yep.
Wonderful. Get up there, kiddo.
Well, I heard a lot of comments about last week's What's in the Box, and where's Nicole? Okay, she had to get her crown on. I guess a princess needs a crown, huh? Come on, speed it up. Is this a paperweight or
it's a rock?
There are a lot of things you can do with a rock. What would you do with a rock?
Throw it.
Would you throw it through a window?
No.
Good man. What would you do with a rock, other than stand, sit there, and look at it and see how it's got shiny stuff in it? Okay. What about you, Nicole? What would you do with that rock? I'm thinking. You'd play catch with it.
Through the window.
Let me see that for a second. There are a lot of things that you can do with this rock, and it is a pretty rock, I'll say that. But have you all heard of somebody in the Bible by the name of Peter? You guys heard of him? You haven't heard of him? You have. I thought you had. You better have. What about you? Just tell me yes. Okay. Well, there is a verse in the Bible that Jesus was talking to Peter. And Peter was the kind of guy that might have thrown a rock through somebody's window. He was kind of impulsive and would do things that and say things that he probably regretted. But what Jesus said to Peter is that in spite of the things that... Hey, girls, this is for you. I know the story. What Jesus said to Peter is... You are the rock. He said, I'm going to build my church on you. All the things that Peter said, cut off the soldier's ear, all those things that he did, Jesus never forgot Peter. And he'll never forget you guys. That's the great thing about it. What? You could be a rock. You could be a rock in your home. You can be a rock in your church. You can be a rock in your school. That when the teacher looks at you and says, what? Stop. That wasn't what I was thinking of. But your teacher will look at you and say, Connor, you're going to be a leader someday. You're going to lead people. You're going to show people things. Your teacher will probably look at Katie and look at Nicole and say, one of these days, you're going to find somebody that you're going to fall in love with. You're going to be a wonderful mother to their children. And moms are the rock in most homes. And so that's what he's saying to us, that you can be solid. You can be strong. You can be a leader. But you've got to take your place. And don't let anybody take it away from you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you can show us things in this world, in this universe, like a rock, like Peter. Wrong that he did, you never forgot him. And so, Father, we ask that as Connor and Katie and Nicole sit here, we ask in the name of Jesus that you never forget them. And we know you won't, because you said you are forever with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.